Shiraim, we also get the four. Siyata Deshmaya. Okay? Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. Lo Motza Esther, the bottom of Tosfos says, Lo Yovel, Lo Rima, Lo Porish. Yesha Dakhtem Mikan. The Lo Motza Koshem of Arach Pepusel. We did not get Porish Arima. Porish Arima, that's crazy. But anything short of that, perhaps we could even make a bracha. The Yeshitchos. Yesha Dakhtem. The Shari came a little of Pusel with the Rabbanon. Bishas Atchak. That's the Gemara Namad Beis, right? Ein Shas Atchak Raya. You used to have a Lulav Ayovish. If the Yulav Yavish is okay, maybe everything is okay. That's a question. Interestingly, let's take a look. Rabbosai, we see the Gemara itself. Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, the last third. Tana, Yavish Posel, Rabbi Yehuda Machshir. Okay. Omar Rava, Machlokas, Belulav, the Rabbanan, Savi, Machshin, and Lulav, the Esther. Maestric boy hoder after lulav boy hoder. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, lo makshinan lulav the estrog. I will be estrog, divri akol, hoder beino. Rabbi also, what's he saying over here? Everyone agrees that estrog needs hoder. Why is he saying this? Who do we pass on like Rabbi also? Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan, what do you say? Rabbanan. And what do Rabbanan say? According to Rava, Tani Yavish Pasiv Yudah Machshir, Omer Machlokas Belulav, Rabbanan Savi Machshin Lulav the Esther, Esther requires Hadar, Lulav requires Hadar. And if Yehuda says, no, who cares if Yehuda says, we pass like Rabbanan, pass like Rabbanan. So Aruch HaNeh talks about this kasha. Let's go through the Gemara with a couple of important Svarim. It's cute. Let's see Kabbalah tomorrow first. We're going alphabetical order. That's right, Kapas. This is what this today is. Kapas tomorrow. This is today's sugya. Igal the Medak. By also Lashminon, Rava, the Moda, Abuda, Gabi Estrik. Came in the Kaim and Hilchus the Karabonon. But we care. I mean, we care. We care. Of course, we care. But usually the Ravora, when they're saying Pshah, which is Nogel the Maisa. Yesh Loma. The Shas Hatchak Paskinik Rabbi Yehuda. Whoa! Shas Hatchak, you passed him like Rabbi Yehuda, he says. Where did he get it from? Daf Lamed Aleph Min Beis. Ein Shas Hatchak Raya. Oh! Ashmir de Bode Rabbi Yehuda Gabi Esrog Ulefira Afilu B'Shas Hatchak Ein Lachshir Esrog Yavish V'Duk. Very big Kiddush. When do we say we rely on B'Shas Hatchak and Rabbi Yehuda by Lulav? But since Rabbi Yehuda himself is Moda by Esrog, it's no good. So you can't rely on that either. We'll come back to Kapas tomorrow. But first, I tell you Aruch HaNeh. Bekapas tomorrow, see? You're going in order. Bekapas tomorrow, Hiksha Lamalan Lashmina the Moda BBS, we came to Paskina Kavasay. We saw his teretz, Shasatchak. What's his teretz? No. Why? Nafku's got the Rabbana. Watch. Tafuk She Pluk to Lomavshina. We try to limit the Machlakas. Ulolam Larmina de Betarte Pligi, Ala Bechad, Lachain. The Fia Maskana, the Mask of the Kaman. Watch this. The Polig Rabbi Yehuda be Esrig. And Hose Esrig really is also, would also be good. As I Amina, the Mod, the Rabban, and Belulav, the Lobin and Hadar, the Lobdin and Tre Pluktus, Hech la muchach lo makein. Lachain hocha de rotza rova le farish de belulav pligi. Hutzvach hakocha lo ma de biyastrik modu. De biyastrik pligi. So belulav in modu kuli amal abin hodur. Kvod abin al gantav yamaskana. Ah! But this we can answer, this is along those lines. Remember? Toys is the couch against Rashi. He said, Yavish posa mishum van veyu. Adi Gemara says, mishum makshin lulav yastrik. No, as in shapir. Right, he was a maskana. The biyastrik pligi. Ava belulav. Gam rabon and moda de lo makshina. They didn't have a miri in those days. Aruchaneh said it basically on his own. That's Rashi Shita. Oh. Now, there's one more safe I want to show you. We've gone so far in alphabetical order. We went from Kappas Tamar to Aruchaneh to Pnei Yoshua. Whoops. What's going on, babe? One second, please. Skip one. The last paragraph. Yesha Daktek. Ahoda Kamarova, Machlokas Bululuv. Aber wie Esrik, Evan agrees no good. Amai Shavik lahadas v'yarova. There are four meaning, gentlemen, not two. So why is the Gemara focusing on only two of them? Where's hadas fit in? Where's harova fit in? It's a good kasha. Yeah. So, it's a good kasha. It's a good kasha. What happened to the other two? Look what he says. Watch. Bahadat v'yarova filu b'lav taima d'hodo nami posel k'shenifrach b'tzi poren davi k'man d'lesa v'chidus v'mech d'shiura ma'ashengi b'lulov lo shayach yavshus ki'hai, as the Rosh says, it's quoted the Razor and the Raven. Oh! Hod lo pogay v'yur mastis in the b'lulov ayovish. Afagav the polg b'seifa, hayne mehay time agufa. The belulav lo pasikale the zinim moded the puzzle. Kon hechad the nivchah b'tziporin. So he's saying a chiddush gadol over here that we're discussing yavish. The yavish over here we're talking about is not. It's going to crumble. If it's not going to crumble, so by hadas and arava it would be again. That's a different psalm. Everyone agrees. Even Rav Yehuda agrees. If it's chetus v'mech d'shiura. Okay? So why? So that's why Rav Yehuda is silent. But by lulav in general, it's not that. Look how dry this lulav is. It's after months and months. You can't crumble it with your fingers. That's what Rav Yehuda said it's kosher. Okay? So that's what Rav Yehuda said at this stage in the Gemara. Yavish pos Rav Yehuda machshir mechokos belulav. Yeah. Didn't want to say machlokes belulav adasim and aravis, because adasim and aravis, in many cases, Rabbi Yehuda would agree it's no good because of chetus and mech l'shiur. This is the terrors of the Pnei Yoshua. But of course, as we saw before, there are others. Who were you before? Baruch Haner. Pnei Yeshua Hiksha. They all go after the other. Maish the lulav the dochav lo adas harava. Matirz bedochak. I think it's a dochak teretz. I'm prejudiced. It's my ancestor. I think it's a good teretz. But let's see what the Aruch Haner says. Nizaiti. Hai lulav the dochav to kamo kol lulav the dochav b'masech tazu. To koyal agudas lulav adas harava. As Rashi says, Ein Ogdin. What did Rashi say, Ein Ogdin? Well, so which Rashi, to which Rashi is he referring? Ain't over this four lines up. Hi lulav, hi no hoshana, kulu shlosh aminim yachad. The word lulav means all three. Kushim ekarolesa. Why did it say lulav? Now that's what it means. Sadasim and arovas. That's what lulav means. It means all three. That's what Aruch Hanukkah says. But you don't like it. Okay, so he's on my family side. He likes to play Yeshua's Teretz. I like both Teretzim. I try not to be any for any prejudice. They're all good Teretzim. It's a beautiful Teretz. It's a beautiful Teretz. Okay. Narabosa, let's go watch the Gemara now. This Chazar is taken from the beginning. Pasha Pshat in the Gemara. Tana. Yovesh Posel. Rabbi Yehuda Machshe. Omar Rava Machlokas Belulav. The Rabbanan Savri Machshina Lulav the Esrik. My Esrik Boy Hoder after Lulav Boy Hoder. Rabbi Yehuda Savalom Machshina Lulav the Esrik. That's what Gemara says at this point. You see, later on, the Gemara's going to have to, in effect, back out. That's what it says over here. Watch. Ubalulav lo boy hadar. Is Rava right? The lulav you don't need hadar. Is that what Rava said? Am I correct? Is that what Rava said? Yes or no? Yeah. Vatanan. Rabbi Yudom meyagdenim elamala. My time elamishim the boy hadar. Question. Why do we need Rava to ask this kasha? Why is this not a kasha without Rava? Watch. Uvalula by Hoda Vatran, Igle Medak, the Fisaka Daitach the Maksha. Tatam the Amar Rabbi Yudah Yagdenim Malo Havi Mishim Hadar. Oh, this is what I'm looking for. Mashma the Hach Kusha Nolda Bisvaras Rava. Falo below Rava Tikshah the Makshim Habraish the Tani Yavish Poslu Rabbi Yudah Makshir. It must nisim the Tna Nifr the Wolof. Let's go fight in the Gemara. I think about it. Let's first read the Gemara further. Lavish in the boy Hodor. Lo. Kedikaton et Tamar. Rabbi Yudah Omer. Mishim Abtarfen. Kapus. Tomorrow again. Kofus. And my apart yichtafen. Oh. Now. For the boy Hodor. Votanan. Ain't old. That's a lulav el bimino. Alright. Keep asking a whole bunch of kashas that I keep asking. Why these questions? Questions seem to be coming only from Rava. The same questions would be asked even without Rava. Right? Because what did it say? Tana Yavish Pasul, Rabbi Yudah Machshir. So, who cares what Rabbi Yudah holds when it comes to Esrog? The kasha from Lulav. These kashas are direct kashas against the original Brisa, irrespective of the old by Esrog. So why is the Gemara seem to ask? You know, Rava said what he said, now we have kashas. The kashas precede Rava. Watch. Hamakshe Yosavar, the Rabbi Yudah boy Hoda Belulav, Shem Zekeli Van Veyu, Usvile the Holy Kuva, Achbi Esrig, Lord Boy Rabbi Yudah Hoda, Shem Nichsiv Hoda Gabi Esrig, Upirish Hoda, Dar Bilona Mishana Lashana, Ubi the Lokes of Esrig Behedja, Uxiv Hoda, the Pirish Dudes Dar Bilon, Lirmos, the Bi Esrig, Lord Boy Shem Huda. Should I feel the Yavish Koshin? Wow! Backwards. Well, if you say yourself, Ramachir, the Maite Katani Bebraisa, Yavish Postle, Buddha Machir, Be Esrig Mairi, Ava Balula Bora Buddha Hodo. Wow! It's like an unbelievable shot. Backwards. I mean, because after all, the Gemara does say, Hadar Mishana Lashana, let's let the Kapas tomorrow, to we'll call a backwards interpretation. Pile Plur. Wow. Amazing shot. Hasha the Rabbi Omer Machlokas Belulav Nola the Maksha Kushizu. But that's a very difficult shot. It's, you have to say it a different way. Echtemen le Kamon. Oh. Watch this. Well, boy, hold the Matnan and Ogden in the Lubel Amino. Tvidas HaMaksha. The time have a mission, the boy hold him, can I my turn of the ale? Rabbi Yudom a mission, Rabbi Tarpon, Kapis, tomorrow, and by a poor yicht fetenu, typically to the lulavoy hodor. Rabbi said, how can the maksha think it's a question of hodor? Look, the maksha is assuming for lulavoy hodor, but not in ogness a lulav el bemino. Wait a second, but before the Gemara was discussing yichfetenu, why the mishum hodor? Hey Shlomo, you hold the nafshe ben nifritu all of yichfetenu should have been in hodor. Ela watch the devrayim the rabbanon kamar. I feel it is who odu le mias the agdena mitama of kapas tomorrow per yichfetenu. So it's what we call the devrayim. It's argument points, but he himself might hold from hodor on his own. You don't hold from hodor. At least you should admit to me yichfetenu. Interesting. Fascinating. Okay, just a little push-up shot in the sugars I wanted to discuss with you. Fine. But now, there's one more thing I want to talk. You have that shlama? I think we have it, no? Remind me. I want to show you one thing. No? Before Shlababli, no, say about Shlomo. Both sides, can you scan the screen here? Don't see it. Okay, I'll have to read you what Shlomo says. You may not believe it, I'll tell it to you. Now, Shlomo suggests, since the Gemara says in Laman Aleph Mitbeis that Shas Atzchak, you can be Mekel, he wants to suggest, when it comes to Lulav, the whole din of Hodor is with the Rabbona. We suggest. Because we have a Klal Godol. When it comes to the Rabbona, we rely on the Shas Atzchak, you know. They say, it can't be. No. It's Takam Midoraisa. And you're only taking it so to shtak achtoras lulav. So that's remember that was the Rabbi said, if you recall. It's not really taking it. Yeah. And therefore it's going to be usher puzzle all 7 days, etc., etc. Good. I can't show it to you. We have to start now today's real Shia. Today's Shia, we start the Sugya of Al-Tosef. It's going to take us the rest of the week, probably maybe even into next. We have to, you know, start picking up the speed a little bit, because they don't. A little bit. The Gemara is over here, Rabosai. Watch. Where we left off. Einol d'nes halulav el b'mino. Divir Rabbi Yehuda. My timer. La mishun d'boi hodor. Lo. No. D'omar Rava. I feel it be siv. I feel it be equal to dikla. What does that mean? Rashi. I feel it be siv. 3 lines up. Hagadol svivas hadekel v'nichrach svivav kein lulay gfanim. Fi be equal to dikla. Min haklipa. Afal pisha ein marei and doma lemara lulav uvachi also min the tamer Rabbi Yehuda hasam lab mishem hadaruk. It's not nice. So what's talking of pshat? Veela my time of Rabbi Yehuda hasam tekasava lulav tzarech eged. Lulav tzarech eged. Rabbi Osai, a very very important nakuda. Keep going. V'maisa mina achrina. Havalu chamisha minin is our first taste of Al-Tosef. After 4, can't have 5. Rashi, last line. Hilko kolon negan imo hare havi min ha-mitzah v'ninsa over Al-Tosef. Im ya'age min chamishi. Wow. Use another min as a shayla of Al-Tosef. Oh, Al-Tosef, that's we were trying to avoid Al-Tosef if we can. Yeah. Wow. With Esrog mi boy review the hodor about the Tanya again. Abos minin shebelulav kishem shein pochsim mehem kach ein mosifin aleihem. You can't have extra. You can't have extra. All right. What about more than the requisite amount? More than the requisite amount. We pass in the halacha, we'll get back to it later, It's one, as you all know, we just have one lulav, one esrog, two aravos, and three hadasim. What does she want more? Is more a hidur mitzvah? Is a chas v'sham a problem of Baal Tosif? What does the Ritva say on our daf? Just an introduction. There's much more to be said. I just want to show you what one source says. Yesh mefarshin. Ein mosifin aleihem afilu miminam. Can't have three aravos. V'holesa. Da'afilu Rabbi Yehuda demalulav tzorach eged. V'lar minan hay l'chudei koi tzatamad beis. V'koshken rabbonin desavi lulav ein tzorach eged v'hay l'chudei koi. Lekav shem Baal Tosif. V'atam. Shelo nos de Torah b'yechon mi'arba minim shiur l'malo. El l'mato. Shelo yivchos minulav echad mishtei aravos v'gimel adasim l'man deboi shlosha v'yesrug echad v'chi sagila. And what's on the host of Mosif? I like that. He brings a raya for the Mo'al Amadal and Beis. Ashvu Zvinu, you better lower your prices. Below, Tashtina Lechul Rab Tarfa, the Machshel Gimel Tumen. If you won't lower your prices, I will tell people they can buy, they can take three Adasim, even though they're cut off on top. You lose your market profit margin. Vakshinan v'lidush Rabbi Akiva, the sabah hadas echad. That's even one. Says the Ritva. Umedakshinan v'lidush Rabbi Akiva, the machshav b'chod am b'hichosak Rabbi Akiva. As I'll say later on, like the Ramban, unbelievable Ramban. One of that's enough. But he's not Gemara. Yeah, I know you're not going to believe it. But Ramban said so. He's going to say the same thing later on. Fafilu hachi komahad Shmuel l'shlosh sheniktumin. Ashu is vinu, and I'll, otherwise I'm threatening you. I'll say it's enough to have three ktumim. I'm afagav the sagi b'das echad l'din Torah. Imratzel the host of all of Mishum Noi Mosif is not about Tosif. Otherwise, how can you threaten them with something which is an empty threat? Because if he does, he tells them three when it's only need one. B'chas Hashem Baal Tosif. He says, he brings other rayas. You have more tzitzis, etc., etc. Nimtzei salamed. Watch this now. Shemosivim bechol min min k'mosh yutzuf. Chay nagu ol abadas harava. Fishu noi. Lo nagu l'hosif lul of yestrug. Fishay no noi. Some say hadas. Also hadas shota. Oh, it's a problem. The next time, the most of the Mamakom is about the famous one. Everyone know what Hadas Shota is? No one knows? You didn't get to it yet. Eight of us, we'd have to have three coming from the same place. If it's just, you know, one, not in the same line, that's called Hadas Shota. So someone put in extra Hadas Shotas to make it nicer. Right? Blokhaimet plus of Echad Kina. Chen Rabosai also nicer. It's Rebbe, right? The Ra'o. Believe him, Mefakim Adama. Kema, the puzzle. Kim and Achadami. It's not true. There are mitzvahs you can have 100 hadasim, no problem. But that's to be kosher hadasim. Hadas shows you like a different min. The gods of Manos will also min Achaduma also the Mishrach. Hakinami is the mixer of Hakzeret Shchicha. Rabbi Yehuda may bedakli bein Ovas for Hadas Shaita. So therefore, maybe it's a problem. Okay, that's a very serious question. Very serious question. Okay. Having said this, Rabosai, it's time to turn to the Gemara on Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. This is just the introduction. Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. See what it says. Omamar, line 5. Kishem, Shein Pochsin Mehen, Kachem Osif, and Aleim, as we saw earlier. Pshita. Mao de Tema, Hoel, Ve'om Rabbi Yudah, Lulav Tzorach Eged. V'maisi mina achwina, hay lechudei koi, v'hay lechudei koi, kamash malon. Rashi, v'maisi mina achwina, v'lo ogid le bahadei. You might have thought, since there has to be not around the 3 minim, So if you bring another min, leave out the esrog at the moment. You have an esrog on the side, hadasim, a rovus, and lulav, tied around by a knot, and you put an orange outside the knot. An orange. Why not? It's very colorful. What kind of batosif? It's not part of the team. The team is all surrounded by the egged. It's outside the egged. So you might have thought that it's okay. Kamashma, it's not okay. It's not okay, Rabosai. Says Tosfos, Tema. Kolshken the Rabbanon. Wait a second. I'm saying, you might have thought, because Rabbi Yehuda, we have a right to be maker. Before Anaman Aleph, the Gemara said, Fakert. Fakert. Rabbanon is more reason to be maker. Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishum, the Tzorach Eged, the Yogad, the Mimim, the Achim, the Aminim. Aber Rabbona dein Tzorach Eged, lo, the Hayaduchu de Koi, Vaduchu de Koi. So which way does it go? Who's more likely to be over? Rabbi Yehuda Rabbonan. And Amad Alvin said Rabbi Yehuda, he says Rabbonan. Okay, now I mean, can we call on Mosef Gorea? The Sphere of the Lulav ain't Tzorach Eged. Hai luchu de koi, v'hai luchu de koi. And our Gemara is saying only called Rabbi Yehuda, v'yei Shloma. Tohocha Mayri, sheno sein oso chutz le'eged, the Rabbi Yehuda. Oh. What's he saying over here? A very big chiddush. If you're outside the eged, then you're less likely to be over according to Rabbi Yehuda, because the eged is required. If you're not outside the egged, then it's the other way around. More likely to be over a quantabuta. Again, if you're outside the egged, you're less like quantabuta because the egged is significant. If you're not outside, like an Amad Aleph, you're more likely to be over a quantabuta. That's Tosis Terence. Okay, Tosis Terence. Okay, fine. We're not finished yet. I'm talking about im kein lo yechoshev tosefes haimina akwina to kamaisi kemole rabbona de liel then tzorech eged. So why is it awesome? What's the kamash v'lan? V'yesh lomar lo dami dikshe yeogdu shelo b'mino ein lo lechoshev kemosif. That's the one of an aleph. You know why? Upright. So therefore, according to the Rabbanon, Rabosai, what's he saying? According to the Rabbanon, if I use a rubber band or a piece of cotton to tie the knots around the gimel min, it's not a problem. Why? It's not derech kidei lason, and egg is not required. It's just a piece of string, not kedarach kedelos, and there's no tziruf to the other 3 minutes to make a baltosif, no problem. Avrab Yehuda, the boy eged is an intrinsic part of the set, if you will, called Abuda. Yesh lo lechoshev kemosif bagudoso, the cholaguda shelo kedarach kedelos. The tie around is always shelo kedarach kedelos. It's by definition, it's sideways. Whatever you use, Shlod Dech Revaso. So therefore, if you use a fifth min, it's going to be a problem, called Rabbi Yehuda. V'hocha, afilu Rabbi Yehuda ka'amar, what's the base? The e maisi, mino achmino, v'nokal leke derake de loso, tafilu chutz leget, choshev kemosif, with the orange, I said, v'koshken the Rabbanon. So the Tos give a beautiful answer. And all the questions are answered, all the contradictions are solved. Only one problem. The Gemara Sanhedrin. Sukkah Gemara Tos took care of very nicely. That's Chazar again. And I'm an Aleph, we're discussing wrapping it with something. Shaloka Daraka they lost in the Kuant Rabbana. It's no problem. Kuant Abir is a problem because the Eged is part of the unit. Oh. Here on Amad Beis, we're discussing something which is outside the Eged. So Tos got off by saying, outside the egg, there's more chance to be voted according to Rabbi Yehuda. Kamashman, even called Rabbi Yehuda, it's awesome. Why is it us? Because derech de'lasan. They took care of the problem. Sanhedrin's a problem. Hold on, Sanhedrin ha'peches. Leman di yama ein sorech eged. Hay lechu de'koi, hay lechu de'koi. Our Gemara used that expression of hay lechu de'koi. According to Rabbi Yehuda, outside the knot. In Sanhedrin, the same exact expression goes according to the Rabbanon. Hainal Inyan, Danza Kolamosiv Goreya. Oh boy. He's not saying allowed to do it. Khalili not allowed to do it. All he's saying is the principle of Kolamosiv Goreya, not Yotze at all, does not apply if you hold Lulav and Tzorach Eged. If you hold Lulav Tzorach Eged, then it does apply. We'll see the Gemara in a minute. To the Olam Yidei Mitzvah Yotze. The Ora about Tosif. Hashtanicha the Tanakam Rabbi Yehuda the Katani Dal Minishim Lulavein Mosif Alein Umistama Hanarabonan Bar Pluktayu Tlo Boyeged Vafiloch Ikebal Tosif Ahainu Kigon the Nakab the Kederach Yidei Loson. So Tosif took care of all the Gemaras. Wow. So what do you see from this Gemara with Tosif, where Tosif explains the Gemara? Tzvei Dinim. One's a din of being over about Tosif, and one's a din of Kolamosiv Goreya. Now we use that as an expression, Kolamosiv Goreya, in Yiddish. Kolamosiv Goreya, you said too much, you've been quiet, you've been better off. But it's a halachic concept. Let's see the Gemara in Sanhedrin, to which Tosif is referring. What am I on? I'm on. Sorry, my eyes are not so good as they should be. Thank you. Chor medivrei sof medivrei Torah. Ha'omer ain't tefillin. Tefillin medivrei Torah. Potter. It's not a talking memory. Chomesh to tofas. Talks about the rain. If it's medivrei sofrim. Chayov. Rabbi said the word medivrei sofrim doesn't mean the rabbonim as we think that means. It means whatever's not before the Torah should be chsav. That's the Rambam's famous expression. Kiddush HaKesef is the Resof. Doesn't mean it's the Rabbanon. It means it's not Mefurash in the Pasuk. Kichi Mistayefren, right? It's all the Resof. You have to have, how do you know you have to have four? What? Tat, Totef is Tat, Bekatri. That's not Mefurash in the Pasukim. You have to have four, right? So, fine. Good. This is all talking about Zokim Marmin. Frankly, we're only Tefillin. What about Lulav? See, that's a Lulav gets mixed into Sanhedrin. The Kara made the Torah. Beirush the Resofim. Fiesh Bo LaHosef. Vim Hosef Goreya. That's the expression. Mosef Goreya. So, Belulav, my Svirla. E Svirla, Lulav, Ein Sorech Eged. Hai Lechude Koi. Vahai Lechude Koi. Tosis quotes some more over here. Says Tosis. Doesn't mean there's no Baal Tosef. There is Baal Tosef. That's what Agamara says. It's Baal Tosef. It's about Tosif, even outside the Yeged according to Rabbi Yehuda. Kavachomer, according to Rabbanan, you don't need any Yeged. It's about Tosif. All the Gemara meant, you don't say Kolamosif Goreya. Oh, one more line. Visvirla the Tzarech Yeged, Garua Viomenu. I mean, it never was kosher in the first place. That's, we'll see what the Gemara means a little bit later on. Adkan. This is Tosfos over here in Masechta Sukkah. Tosfos Masechta Sanhedrin has a different sheet. Mashma, Avli Svil and the Tzorach Eged, Lo Arminon, Halechu Dekoy, Halechu Dekoy. That's what we said, Sukkah Laman Aleph, Aman Aleph. But Ahmed Beis, it says no. Ad Rabba, Tosfos Kasho. Rabosai, watch. Hosam b'mona chutz li eged. Okay. But what's the maskana? Lo'oma ha'elechu le'evikoshkan the Rabbanon. Hocha mashmid the rabbon on a mahalachu dekoy. Toss this cash over here. Yesh lomar, watch this. The hosam bid the rabbon on usher. Unbelievable. Agmar is the rabbon. Agmar is the rabbon. According to Shita's rabbon, Agmar Rabbi Yehuda, we do say halachu dekoy. And here, it's only us, only a problem with the rabbon. So therefore, the one Sanhedrin that says halachu dekoy means not just it doesn't passel, there's no bal tosif, but the rice. Agamar says it's bal tosif, it's mid rabbonim. Psh, chiddush nifla, against our tosif. Against our tosif, yeah?
What does that mean, it's mid rabbonim bal tosif?
Why not? Rabbonim say, even though mid rice it's not bal tosif for the various technicalities, we say it's bal tosif mid rabbonim.
Xer or in general, it's tosif?
It's also, we consider it to be bal tosif. You don't have to, all the specs aren't there. Okay. Watch. Rach logar is hasam hall of Rabbi Yehuda. Look at Agamar. While you're looking on the screen, you can look at Agamar Shatz Bavli. What does Agamar say? What do you want to say? Madatema. The whole thing Rabbi Osai, look, it's only mamish two lines. What are the two lines? Hall of Rabbi Yehuda lulam tzorach egen v'maisi min achvina halachu dekoy v'halachu dekoy. That's the gears that we have. Kamash Milan, that we don't say it. So Kontos, you never say Halachu Dekoy. It's always going to be about Tosif. And the Gemara and the Sanhedrin just means there's no Kolamos of Gorea in some cases. But the Racha changed the gears. Not only that, Tosif. Look at Arach. I used to see the Racha in its original form before. Take a look on the side of the Gemara. You will have it. The Racha is in every Gemara now. What did the Racha say? Oh, my Mar. I'm a minister of a lulav of Kshem Shen Poks and Menem Asif and Aleh and Pshita Mao de Tema Hoil. Well, we have the next word on Rabbi Yehuda. No, what's his next word? Ho v'yamru lulav bein agud bein she'eno agud kosher. Whoa, a whole different text. Hilkach lo tzorech eged. And therefore v'yisera the most of all Ilan Arbod Lechude Koi for Misilbei Kamashmon the Apostle. A different Girsa. Toast quoted over here. Rachlo Garas has a lot of Yuda. Zelashona. Kamashmon. Different Girsa. A totally different Girsa. A totally different Girsa, I both say. Totally different. So, different. Different result. A different result. Quote the Rask Girsa, Pashtus, all Tosis Kashas don't fall away. It's different. But I asked you to see, I don't know if you saw it yet, we'll see it now inside. There is a Rashash. Rashash. Let's take a look. Can we have a Rashash? Oh, it's on page Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis in the Mishnah. This is a Mishnah which is quoted in the Daf Lamed Al. I read you the Mishnah from Lamed Vav, its original source. Ein Ogdenes Halulav El Bemino Divi Rab Yuda. Okay, very nice. Rab Meir Omer Afil Bechut of Mashicha. Om Rab Meir Ma'is Avan Shiv Yishalayim. She ogdenes loven begimonio shel zov. Woohoo! You have silver esrog boxes, right? You ever see that? You like a silver esrog box? Yeah. So they had gold on the lulavim. Or below, the mino he ogdenos simulamata. So Rashi says, chute zov, the mino lamata, the shame misses eged. Okay, this is the Mishnah with Rashi. Says the Rashash on that Mishnah, the Mashakoshali, Mashakosu Atosu Staf Laman Alfred Beis that we just saw. The Lahachi Rabbonon ain't over about Tosif, im Ogden also, Shalom Bimino, Shub the Ain, that Derek, they lost, yeah, as we saw. Bizov, Shudomim, Zov is what? Not a vegetable, it's a mineral, if you will. It's an inanimate. He suggests you can't have gold going one way or the other. The vegetative kingdom, vegetables, so trees go up, and this gold doesn't grow at all. He's saying a chiddush that the only reason you're not over about Tosif is because it's wrong. It's the wrong way. Gold is no wrong way. It's a good pun. Yep, gold is no wrong way. Whatever that, you know what I mean. But if you put the gold is around your lulav, there's no wrong way when it comes to gold. But nearly, the gimnonios benifrad hu gimon, the isa b'mishnah sof pekei the Shabbos, who refers to the gemara barnira hu gemik, and appears around me, you do like kaka. It wasn't made from gold. It was not made from gold. What was it made from? Mishal zav pirish from mechupin zav. Mechupin zav. Mechusa zav. Gold plated. Like some of the things today, fake. It's not real gold. It's some plant underneath it. Rice, rameh, humi agemi, tilu zav. It's not out of the parish of Baltos. Gold? Gold is like things from a different planet. It's nothing to do with the four minim at all. There's a whole new pshat in the Rashash. Whole new pshat. But before we go further, I would like to give you my Rebbe's introduction to the sugya. Chavivim alai bod. Rebbe's Torah, and the Torah can be found, guess where? I can show it to you, the Rishimis. Classic Brisket Torah. Let's see if it's here. Sorry about that. There it is. Big bold letters. Binyan Baal Tosef. Chayav Odom Loma Veloshin Rabban, Chazal say. I have to say my Rebbe's Lashonis. Watch. Kotz Tosefus. Divrei HaTosef Zekukim LeBir. Madua Mechalkin Lalibud Rabbi Yehuda Ben Osofa Tocha Eged Osofa Chutz Leged V'Loma Rabbanan Liolim Yotzin V'Yafa Pi Shemosifin. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Klamos of Gorea. Vinira the first. Shtei halachas of Baltosif. Are you surprised? Shtei halachas of Baltosif. Everything's shtei halachas. Everything. One, Isa Baltosif. Two, Sul Baltosif. This I have to admit, before the Rebbe said, I knew it myself. That's the Gemara. It's called Klamos of Gorea. But of course, I don't have the vocabulary that the Rebbe has to explain everything so beautifully. If you are born on, has sovim lulav and tzorach eged, uchshem mosif halachu lekoy, yesh davka isur bal tosif, avalo psul bal tosif. We are time, watch. Kilishi tosim, here we have classical brisket vocabulary. How sovim mitzterefes davka le maisa mitzvah, avalo le etzem ha, you got it, cheftesha mitzvah. Hosafa b'maisa mitzvah asura abel ena poselis lefichach gam b'shitosim davka hosafa g'derek g'delosam asura shebederek zuva hosafa mitzvah asura b'maisa mitzvah im lo lechefza. If it's not derek g'delosam, it's not even the same maisa mitzvah, because the three kosher minim is g'derek g'delosam. This is not, it's not, it's not a maisa mitzvah. This is according to the Rabban and Sheet. The Rabban will say it's never going to be a psul chefza, because we'll see some why. Barichas. It can only be a mice, and a mice is only going to be what? An aveira, not a psul, and only derech delos. But Rabbi Yehuda, lulav tzorach eged, is a baltosif shel psul. Why? Ki hao sofa ha ne'egedes besocha eged maminu achem mitztarefes gam lachefza shel ha-mitzvah atzmo. Ki sheyesh hao sofa bechefza shel ha-mitzvah hesh chalos din psul. Lefichach. Gam shalom kiderek ideloson. im ogere so eget shlo be mino yesh al safa be khafta shlo mitzva ve khapsu de ba tosif. We said that before, we didn't have the Rav's beautiful vocabulary. Tosif said that if it's going around not going to us, it's a problem according to Abuda, not according to Rabbanan. Why? Beautiful. According to Rabbanan, there's only an Isser is in the Maisa Mitzvah. Maisa Mitzvah, of course, Derech Lelosan. It's only going around. It's not Derech Lelosan. But according to Abuda, it's a Din of Psulun Chefsa. It's not only an Isser of Eira, but it's also a Psulun Kolomos of Gorea. As far as that's concerned, you don't need Derech Lelosan. It should be part of the Chefsa Shal Mitzvah. It says, Luv Sarach Eged, the Eged around is part of the Chefsa Shal Mitzvah. It's Ma'akev. If it's the same minute, it's good. The other minute is about Tosif. Passes. Mamish Passes. Why? But there's no psul outside the ring. How do they say today? Outside the beltway, right? It's outside that ring that goes around. It's not part of the chefsa. Rabbi, say it with me. It's so beautiful, the Rav's Pshat. Meridik. Aval davka kshenotza ha-sofa k'derek de-losa shekocha l'kich losa chashuva k'maisa mitzvah ha-sofa k'sterev s'maisa mitzvah d'oraisa l'chein asura. Meridik. It was worth the whole saving just for this paragraph. The Rav explains so beautifully what's going on over here in the sugya. Tzvei dinim. An iser and a psul, a maisa and a chefsa. According to the Rabbanon, is only an Isser. Can't be a Psul Chefza because ain't Tzarech Eged. Every man for himself, everything stands by itself. So there could be an Isser, but it's only Derech HaDelosan. So the round and around, the wraps it, can't be possibly any Isser whatsoever. And a Psul can never exist. Two things change. Number one, because the Chefza, Rabbi Osai, it could possibly. And number two, there could be a problem in Mishloga Derech HaDelosan. If Tzorach Eged, it's part of the Chefsa. Number three, outside the Eged, is not part of the Chefsa, wouldn't possible, but still an Easter of Baal Tosif, according to Rabbi Yehuda. This is the answer. I say, all the questions are answered. I think he answered all the questions. In one short paragraph. Wow. That is a Rambam. You know, the Rav doesn't go too far out of Rambam. Shara Minim. And Mosifin al Minyonam, Vein Gora Mehem, Vim Hosif al Gora Posel. That's the original Girsa. Ram says they changed his mind. It's not, it's not so clear. But this is the original Girsa we have. Tzorachim Pesakze, Vigemara Sanhedrin, Isa, Lamandiyama Lula Ben Tzorach Eged, Ein Ha Mosif al Dalar Ha Minim, Chayim in Zokin Mamre, Tahayla Chude Koi, Rada Chude Koi, Vizokin Mamre Chayim Rakim Hosif al Posel, Mashma, Ki ain't no suff al dal aminu the man dama ze poselis. For lama posuk a rambam, shesh psuk she posuk level tzorch eged, for zok a mami potter. Called, I guess, he says posel. How can it be posel? And we got it from the Rach. Got it from the Rach, says my Rebbe. What did the Rach say? Lo tzorch eged, v'hai yisera, the most of al ilan, hadad l'chude koi, v'lo miftabei, kamash malon, the puzzle. Tosis quotes the Sanhedrin. Aye, Zokin Mamre. Why not Zokin Mamre? We know two things about Zokin Mamre. It's not on our radar screen. Here's Zokin Mamre. But if you're a brisker, you do. Oh, the briskers are into this. Is Sanhedrin. This is one of their favorite sugyas. Oh, Sanhedrin. One summer, the Rebbe learned Horius. It was two of his favorite topics, Kochim, which he never really taught Kochim. Remember, when I learned Sukkah with the Rav, that the way Rashi and Avtesim and Al, which we haven't gotten to yet, Chal Shishem and Chagiga, and all of a sudden Kachem came out. He loved Kachem, and he also loved Sanhedrin. We learned Horius one summer. It was like a combination. It was it was half Sanhedrin, half Kachem. It was for the Rav, was making all of them happen. So, at the Talmidim, we soaked it all up. It was Gevaldik. Okay, let's give you a little background. Tirutz Agram, that's Rav Moshe Soloveitch, that's the Rav's father, gave an answer to this question. Watch. Kiosofa posela sarambam gamim lulav ein tzorach eged. Okay, different girsa. Our girsa, the Rav explained the previous paragraph, is a different girsa, different pshat. Aval apsul, watch this. Eino bechefta shel mitzvah, as the Rav explained according to Rabbi Yehuda. But according to the Girsas Arach, that even according to the Rabbanon, there's a problem of Baal Tosef, which is a psul, and the b'maisa ha-mitzvah. Wow! Against the Rav's whole Yisod, but it's no kasha. The Rav's Yisod was according to our Girsa, and Rav Moshe's father Yisod was according to the Rav's Girsa, and the Rambam's Pesach. Nothing will have a different Yisod going different Rishonim. That's what Brisk is all about. Right? Watch. L'man di'omar lulav tzorech eged k'shemosif b'toch eged nifsal ha-chefta shamitzvah. Aval l'man di'omar lulav ein tzorech eged eino sova poseles es ha-chefta shamitzvah lulav elas maise ha-gavra. Watch. Chiyav zok in marmi l'rambam chal davcha shal sova poseles es ha-chefta shamitzvah. The kasha was why no zaken mamre? So he asks. According to the Gears, it's puzzle, right? Even though we pass an enterich eged. Why is he passel as a psul and Zogar Mamre is pot? More it sounds like it's Zogar Mamre is pot doesn't passel either. Then in the Gavra Rabosai. Oh. Shone den osav bos apsul bo osav li Rabbi Yehuda she sov lulav tzorech eged meli bi Rabbanan she sov main tzorech eged. And he explains, watch. Aliba the Rabbi Yehuda she sov lulav tzorech eged Hapsula bechefta shem mitzvah mishim to kol amos and goreya vachefta posel as we saw. Masha enke the rabbanon the lulav ein tzorech eged din the baal tosef yisodahu chalos isa lehosef b'maisa mitzvah. Isa baal tosef posel rambam as kima mitzvah. Zabir shem davi lechay lechudei alechudei koi to liel zokei mamrei tzorech shivsul as hachefta the mitzvah. Rabbos said a line is drawn elsewhere. According to Rav Moshe Soloveitchik's chat within Shitas HaRambam based upon Girsas HaRach. Watch this. One more twist. The Eisod about Tosef, he says, passels the kiyum hamitzvah. Once it's an Easter bosai, it passels the kiyum. Quote the Yehuda, eged, the chefta what? Watch. The chefta is nifsal. There's other nafka mitzvah I'm not going to go into right now. Fine. Okay. Now this Rambam that we had, we never saw the Rambam. We only saw the Rambam quoted here by the Rebbe. Perek Zayin Lechazayin. To read the Rambam originally. Rambam. Watch. Look. Vimhosif Algora. See that word in brackets? Lo Pasal. We explained until now the Girsa of what? Of Pasal. That was the original Girsa. Rivet. Lo Shamatim Eolam Pasos Bezer. He had the original Girsa. Then he says, Velo Iser Tosefes. Not even a Vigirua. Not even an Iser. Why? Vafil Rabbi Yehuda, the Amaluv Tzorach Eged, Omar Rava, my time at Rabbi Yehuda, Omar in Ogden as Aluluv Elbamino Kosov, Aluluv Tzorach Eged, V'yogad bei minach min avle kamosif mechlal dachi kotale besiva v'ikar dedikol lekamosif. Afal gav dike tvemi lulav echad. V'koshken the rabbanon, the amein tzor eged, tarmin hanukhudei hanukhudei koyu. What's Rambam want over here? What's the problem? Why is there baltosif? The rabbi says there should not be any baltosif. Great kasha. You can already guess my rabbi's going to answer. It depends if it's derek or delosif. Well, you can figure that out from what we said until now. Let's see what the rabbi said. Where are we? Rabbi Masik, Horamba Machaye Baltosif Osavas Mino Dafka Kshenotan Kiderek De Losan, like Tululavim. Tululavim. Then, a Maisa Mitzah problem. But if it's Eged, then no, it's not a Maisa Mitzah, because it's not. Derech Lawson, Ela Bechefta Shemitza, Tainu Egen, Ki Eno Keres El Sava Kederech Kedei Lawson, I told you, Yesh Baal Tol Dalek Bechefta Shel Ho Egen Velo Bemaisa Lekicha. So the Rambam holds, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Ogen Bemino, and there's no Baal Tosif. Why Bemino? Because Chef Shel Dal Minim. You have to do it. Dalek Bemino, because it's Vasa. Baal Tosif Bechefta Shel Aguda, No Egdavka Ba Ogen Shel Lo Bemino. Vezoi El Sava Bechefta Shel Aguda Bemino. According to the Rambam, Rabbi Osai, who passed like the Rabbanon, lulav ein tzorach eged. Shemos to be ma'isah mitzvah kederach adei lason, kabemino is an isra of Baal Tosif. So again, the cheft is only shalom bemino, but the ma'isah is even bemino, bemino, and even pasels. Some say the Rambam backed out and said, no puzzle, change the girsa in the Rambam. Now, Rabosai, this whole discussion, Bepshuto, is talking about guys holding two things at the same time. What about Zeh Chazeh? I do a mitzvah once, I do it again. Do it again. It's not about Tosef. Hard to believe, no? I do a mitzvah once, I finish the mitzvah, and I do it again. Yeah. I just do it again. Hard to believe, no? People do mitzvahs again all the time, no? I blow shofar, and I blow more shofar, and I blow more shofar, and I blow shofar. Yom Tri El Echem, the brisk bro, whole day shofar. It's about Tosef. Tosef says, no. You do the same thing again, it's not about Tosef. Just repeated it. So Pash is over here discussing only thing that's done at the same time. So Rabosai, is that really true? Is the mitzvah to daven? If you daven again, what do you say? Pashas, is that a problem? Wait a second, it's not a problem. Who learned brachas here? You learned the third parak?
Yeah.
Okay. So you know, a guy davened once, and he suddenly, in the middle, he davened a second time. The riff says the Shabbat Baal Tosef. Why? Then daven again. They can take a lulav again. Put on tzitzis again. Put on tefillin again. Why is it about Tosef? The answer is, Rabbi Osai, that tefillas have been welcome karbonus tikkun. Karbonus tikkun. We say that like karbonas, you can't bring an extra karbon just like this. That's what it's about tells us. When I take the lulav a second time, there's never a problem. Oh. Just one more nakuda. We saw by tefillin and on Sanhedrin. It's a problem. Problem. Oh. This idea, I just have, give me 2 more minutes to show you one more thing, and then we'll stop. My Rebbe's vocabulary, not unique to him. Rabbi Chanan was a of course a Talmud of Rabbi Chaim, as you know. Similar to the Shinus. I want to show you just one little excerpt. Meniach shnei zugei tefillin. Let's say hayal chudek hayal chudek koy. So what do you see? No, like we just saw in Tosfos. That helps. Should say a kolamos of goreya. With an ikar averis alav. Wait a second. When you say abba minin, if you have a mincha mishi, so you can say lechudek koy. No about Tosfos. Okay, you took it on itself. I watch it. I have to follow the shaylin. I went to shul. I did have a minute. Put it down. And I picked up an orange for breakfast. Baltosif. That's ridiculous. Ridiculous. Okay, that's what he says. That's ridiculous. That's nothing. It's starfus min chamish and have a minim. The chudei koi. It's not it's starf. If you wear 2 pieces of tefillin. Kol zugas of ma'aseh shleimus mitzvah, even the chudei koi, it can over about Tosef al chudei biyatzah over about Tosef. Why not? But the Ritva says the 2 opinions. According to the second opinion, Rabbeinu Hagadol is a Ramban. Hayoshein b'sukkah b'emtza hashana ain't over about Tosef. Only Shmini, most of your mechal shivas yamim, no hefse b'neim. The most of my mitzvah shleima b'shosh einu chayava lega baltosif, unless it's considered a suffer to the ma'aseh mitzvah itself. That's the case. Rashba is the kash shnei zugei tefillin l'chudei koi ein the tosefes b'ma'aseh mitzvah. It's not considered a tosefes to the ma'aseh mitzvah. But kamasa sukkah is a chiddush. But sukkah stays for shivas yamin. So the 8th day is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. But over here, you're doing something twice, and if you're doing it at the same time, you run into a potential problem of Baltosif, which we'll discuss. So we'll stop here. We just got a taste of the sugya of Baltosif. And then tomorrow, we'll get into the sugya of Baltosif more. See you out of the Shema.